Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Co-Chair of this meeting. El Salvador has a national strategy to counter drugs. This was developed with the participation of the government as well as civil society, involving relevant stakeholders. In practice, we have tried to implement this. However, there has been a main obstacle to implementing this, and that has been the lack of financial funds to do this. With regard to drug consumption in my country, based on the evidence we have, we do not see major decreases in the prevalence of consumption over the past 15 years. On the contrary, the consumption of illicit drugs, alcohol and tobacco, as compared to illicit drugs like marijuana, cocaine, hashish, etc., there's a major difference here. In 2014, we carried out research that showed that illicit drug consumption was 0.53%, less than half of 1%. In other words, our key problem is a public health one in dealing with tobacco use and alcohol use, which are illicit drugs. Young people in my country are the most exposed in my country to the consumption of drugs and vulnerable to this. And men, there are much higher rates of men than women as users. In the area of legislation, my country has undertaken efforts to align ourselves with international standards. In the last few years, we have adopted by Congress a reform to a law on money laundering and laundering of assets. And we also adopted a law on the administration of goods. This is accompanied by an entity that is rather autonomous to deal with corruption and seizures linked to drug trafficking. Lastly, I wish to underscore the following. El Salvador is not a drug-producing country. We are a low user of drugs, but we are a country of transfer of drugs. Over the last few years, there's a strategy that has focused, that used to be focused on eradicating crops and drug production. However, increasingly, other strategies are being incorporated to reduce consumption and combating chains of financing of drugs. But this strategy is not benefiting countries that are drug transit countries as compared to those who massively consume drugs or produce drugs or consume and massively produce drugs. So for us transit countries, we need a specific strategy to help countries dealing with this problem. Lastly, what is crucial for us, our strategy focuses on addressing money laundering and the flows of money. This is what would help us to reduce drug trafficking. A drug trafficker fears prison more than the confiscation of goods. This requires having a very sophisticated financial knowledge, and we to date have not been able to achieve this level of know-how, and so we are affected. Lastly, I should note that it is important for the international community to contribute to fill this gap that we have in our efforts for combating drugs by creating an institute that is devoted specifically to helping our treasurers and our prosecutors and our police law enforcement to deal with this drug problem. Thank you.